1993年
1993,
全国范围内发生了一起未删减版《金瓶梅》特大盗印案，影响很大。
A major case of unedited Jinping Mei theft occurred nationwide, causing a significant impact.
当时《金瓶梅》的版本有两种。
There were two versions of the Jinping Mei at that time.
一个是删减版的。
One is a shortened version.
新华书店正常售卖。
Xinhua Bookstore is operating normally.
价格也不贵。
Affordable price.
另一种是未删减版的，国家。
Another is the unedited version of the country.
严格控制，60年代印了100多套。
Strictly controlled, over 100 sets were printed in the 1960s.
专门供大学教授用的。1985年又印了1000多套。
A special edition of 1,000 copies was printed in 1985 for university professors.
也就是说，未删减的。
That is, without any omissions.
当时全国就1000多套。
At that time, there were only a few hundred sets in the whole country.
可是越神秘就越新奇。
But the more mysterious, the better.
当时想得到未删减版的人海了去了。
Many people were hoping to get the unedited version.
当时香港太平书局印刷发行的有未删减版《金瓶梅》，有一些不法书贩子就通过各种渠道弄到了一批。
At that time, when the Hong Kong Taiping Book Publishing House printed and distributed an unedited version of Jinping Mei, some unscrupulous book peddlers obtained a batch through various channels.
然后在内地偷偷售卖。
Then secretly sell on the mainland.
价格昂贵。
Expensive.
一套要2000元。
A set costs 2,000 yuan.
普通人根本买不起。
Ordinary people can't afford it.
1989年6月。
June 1989.
专做盗版书印刷生意的十年。
10 years dedicated to printing pirated books.
44岁的北京书贩子张继忠经过讨价还价。
At 44 years old, Beijing book merchant Zhang Jichang, after bargaining,
花了1500块钱买了一套香港太平书局印刷发行的未删减版《金瓶梅》，这也成了本案的起源。
I spent 1,500 yuan on a complete, unedited version of Jinping Mei published by Hong Kong Taiping Book Company. This became the starting point for this case.
张继忠24岁那年。
Gang Jichen was 24 years old when
因为盗窃被送去劳教。
Because he was sent to a labor camp for theft.
27岁出来。
27 years old.
28岁重蹈覆辙。
28 years old, repeating the same mistake.
又被判了5年。大强。
Another 5 years in prison.
里面的时光不能说没给他留下深刻的教训。
The time spent inside has left him with profound lessons.
他不敢再去道歉。
He couldn't bring himself to apologize again.
他结了婚。
He got married.
立马就要了。
I'll get it right away.
孩子之后。
After the child,
他盯上了搞非法出版物这一行。
He set his sights on the business of illegal publishing.
这些年。
For years.
张继忠一直在书刊黑市上混。
Kang Jichan has been running in the black market of publications.
随着道行的加深。
As the cultivation path deepens,
他发现搞盗印能赚大钱，畅销的读物。
He discovered that writing a popular and lucrative book on the topic of Dao could be profitable.
直接拿过来翻印。
Copy and paste directly.
只需付纸钱和印刷装订费，纯利润在50%以上。
With just paper money and printing and binding costs, profits are over 50%.
靠着盗版，张继忠发达了。这一回
Thanks to the piracy of Zhang Jichun, he made a fortune.
他之所以花大价钱买下这套未删减的《金瓶梅》
He bought this unedited version of the golden bottle for a high price.
是因为他看到了盗版的价值。
Because he saw the value of counterfeiting.
张纪中粗粗一算
Gang Jai Zhang, after careful calculation,
就算只盗印1000套
even if it's just 1000 copies,
每套按600元算自己获利一半。
Each set is calculated at 600 yuan, and you get half of the profit.
那就是30万。
That's 30,000.
那么印2000套呢?
How about printing 2,000 sets?
印5000套呢?
Print 5,000 copies.
那不是轻轻松松?
It's not easy.
就是百万富翁了吗?
Is it about millionaires?
但是就在他弄到《金瓶梅》一书的时候
However, when he obtained the book Jin Ping Mei,
国家接连发布通知
The country has issued a series of notifications.
重点就两条，一，打击盗版，二，扫黄。
The main focus is on two things, cracking down on piracy and combating illegal pornography.
而张纪中干的行当，这两条都占。
Zhang Jichun's work also occupied these two positions.
因此他没敢贸然行动。
Therefore, he didn't dare to act rashly.
一直等待机会。
Waiting for an opportunity.
这一等就是近3年的时间。
It took almost 3 years.
1992年。
In 1992.
他见风声没那么紧了。
He realized that the wind was not as strong anymore.
随即开始行动。
Then he started to act.
1992年春
Spring of 1992.
张纪中买通省印刷厂的晒版工，在6月制成版样。
Ang Jichun bribed the printing plant's plate making worker to create a sample plate in June.
10月
October.
在灵寿县一家地下印刷厂完成了3000套《金瓶梅》的印刷任务。
The printing task of 3,000 sets of Jin Ping Mei was completed in a clandestine print shop in Lingshu County.
1993年初，装订成套后
，After the set was completed in early 1993,
开始向各地秘密发行。
Start secretly distributing to various places.
他有一套反侦查的手段。
He has a set of anti-surveillance methods.
制版
Layout
印刷
Printing
装订销售全部分体进行
Binding, sales, and all other aspects are handled.
并采用单线联系外人
And use a single line connection to outsiders.
全然不止。
Still going on.
张纪中干得很顺手。
Zhang Jichun did a good job.
大赚了一笔获利。
Made a fortune.
近百万。张纪中被发现全因一个意外。
Nearly a million of Jai Zhang's works were discovered due to an accident.
1993年4月22日下午4点半左右。
Around 4:30 p.m. on April 22, 1993.
石家庄市公安局桥西分局刑侦科副科长刘永忠和刑警陈玉生正在某处执行任务。
Liu Yangzhong, Deputy Director of the Criminal Investigation Section, and Chen Yusheng from Shijiazhuang City Public Security Bureau Zihu District Branch are performing a task at some place.
突然，陈玉生呼机响了。
Suddenly, Chen Yusheng's phone rang.
这个呼机原是被抓罪犯使用的。
This pager was originally used for criminals who were arrested.
办案组拿着这个呼机。
The investigative team took the device with them.
就是等待对方上钩用的。呼机响了。
The bait collar, which is used to attract fish, has been activated.
所有人都以为是另一罪犯发来的。
Everyone thought it was another criminal.
于是快速找电话拨了过去。
Then I quickly found the phone and dialed it.
电话一通。
One phone call.
陈玉生还没说话。
Chen Yusheng hadn't spoken yet.
只听对方说，我是绿云书店。
Only listen to the other party say that I am Green Cloud Bookstore.
你就给我送两件吧。
Please give me two.
陈玉生一听。
Chen Yusheng heard.
莫名其妙。
Strange.
当即问对方送什么。
Immediately ask the other person what they are giving.
对方迟疑了一下。
The other person hesitated.
说你不是答应给我们金瓶梅吗？
Tell me, didn't you promise us the golden bottle?
其实这个传呼原是呼给张纪中的。
Actually, this call was originally intended for Zhang Zhai.
但不知是寻呼人报错了号码。
But I don't know if the caller ID is wrong.
还是寻呼台出了差错。
The walkie-talkies were malfunctioning.
却阴差阳错地让陈宇生听到了。
However, he accidentally overheard it.
此时谁也没想到。
At this time, no one could have imagined.
就是这个意外却直接拉开了金瓶梅盗印大案的黑幕。一听金瓶梅，陈宇生知道此书属国家严格控制出版发行的读物。
This unexpected incident directly unveiled the black curtain of the Jinping May forgery case. After Chen Yun, who knew that Jinping May was a book strictly controlled and published by the state, heard about it.
怎么一个丽云书店开口就要两件？
How can a lie young bookstore ask for two items at once?
是跟谁要？
Who are you asking?
这和前不久
This is different from the recent one.
社会上非法销售的盗印本有无关系。
Does the illegal sale of counterfeit books on the market have any relationship?
他马上向领导做了汇报。
He immediately reported to his supervisor.
领导又立即和分局领导取得了联系。
The leader immediately contacted the head of the sub-bureau.
分局领导命令去丽云书店搞清楚情况。
The head of the police station ordered to go to Liyun Bookstore to investigate the situation.
4月22日下午5点。
It was 5 p.m. on April 22nd.
乔装成老板模样的公安局副局长刘永忠和陈宇生来到了位于石家庄市长安区河北医学院东侧的丽云书店。
The deputy director of the Public Security Bureau, Liu Yanzhong, disguised as a businessman, and Chen Yusheng arrived at Liyun Bookstore, located on the east side of Hebei Medical College in Chang'an District, Shijiazhuang.
老板不在。
The boss is not here.
是个女的接待了他。
A woman greeted me.
他们一听是送金瓶梅的女子。
They heard that a woman was offering gold bottles.
慌忙将二人让进了里屋。女子
In a hurry, she ushered the two men into the room.
让二人把书给他就行了。
Just give the books to him.
由他直接付钱。
He paid directly.
这次的任务是摸出老板，没
The task this time is to find out the boss.
见老板怎么能行？
I can't do anything without my boss.
刘永忠副
Liu Yanzhong.
科长随即说，这样怕不好吧。
The deputy director then said that this might not be a good idea.
随即又对陈宇生说，
Then he said to Chen Yusheng,
你是和他联系的吗？
Did you contact him?
陈宇生说，
Chen Yusheng said,
不是，我想这事儿还是小心点为妙。
I don't think it's a good idea to do this, and I'm just being careful.
那女人看他们这么谨慎。
That woman saw them being so cautious.
不以为然地说，也不是第一次了。
I've said it before, and I don't think this is the last time.
我保证不会出事儿。
I promise not to cause any trouble.
书在哪？
There is the book.
刘永忠。
Liu Yanzhong。
当然拿不出书来。
Of course, I can't produce a book.
又一心想见老板，便继续磨蹭。
He kept stalling, determined to see his boss.
他说
He said,
我和你们老板还有话要说。
I have something to say to you and my boss.
我们可以等一下。
We can wait.
这时，屋里电话响了。
The phone rang in the room at that time.
女人一接电话，顿生疑云。二人只听女人说：“什么呀？”
A woman suddenly seemed suspicious when she picked up the phone. What were they saying?
说要一个钟头才能到。
It takes an hour to get there.
可送书的已经来了。
The delivery person for the books has arrived.
女人冲着电话大声地微微了几声。
The woman frowned and spoke into the phone in a loud voice.
可对方已经挂断了电话。
The other party has already hung up the phone.
女人当即走过来，怀疑地看着二人说：“你们是怎么搞的？”
The woman immediately came over and looked at the two of them suspiciously, asking, "What are you doing?"
这书风声很紧。
The writing style is simple.
本来就不敢这么搞。
It's not something that can be done.
我们只要两件，多了。
We just need two more.
会出事的。
It will happen.
你们和刚才来电话的是不是一起的？
Are you the same person as the one who called earlier?
刘永忠问，他们是谁？
Liu Yangzheng asked them who they were.
女人支吾着说，
The woman stammered.
我也不清楚。
I don't know.
陈宇生说，不清楚。
Chen Yuxing couldn't explain it.
怎么给你打电话？
How to call you?
刘永忠怕打草惊蛇。
Liu Yangzheng was afraid of attracting attention,
忙摆出一副商人的大度，
pretending to be generous and kind,
说不管他们是谁，
regardless of who they are,
反正我们的书是和你们联系好的，
well, our books are in contact with you,
你得要我们的书，
you need to get our book,
别人怎么送我，
how to send it,
我不管。走到车上抬书去。
I don't care whether you go to the car and pick up a book.
女人似乎怕惹事，忙说。
It seems that women are busy avoiding trouble.
那还是等一等吧。
Wait a moment.
等他们来了再说。
Wait for them to arrive and then we'll talk about it.
反正多了。
Anyway, there are a lot of them.
我们不能要。
We can't have it.
刘永忠。
Liu Yangzheng.
他们借机抽身出去。
They took the opportunity to leave.
回到车里。
Get back in the car.
他们要等真正的卖书人出现。从丽云书店出来。
They are waiting for the real booksellers to come out of Lian Bookstore.
这对是配合默契的老搭档。
These two, who have been working together for a long time and are very compatible.
便有了下一步的行动方案。
Therefore, the next step is to implement the action plan.
现在事情已经很清楚。
Now the situation is clear.
一个小时以后，
One hour later,
将有人要给丽云书店送两件《金瓶梅》。
Someone is going to send two copies of Jinpingmei to Lian Bookstore.
从掌握的情况分析，肯定不会是正路货。
Based on the analysis of available information, it's clear that this is not the right way.
一定是非法出版物。
Must be an illegal publication.
这无疑是触犯刑律的犯罪行为。
This is undoubtedly a criminal act that violates the law.
所以他们的任务就十分明确。
Therefore, their task is very clear.
人祸当场捉拿，天色渐晚。
Man-made disaster. The sky was getting dark.
就在这时，
Just then,
一辆出租车停在了河北医学院大门前。
A taxi stopped in front of the gate of Hebei Medical College.
车上下来，
Get out of the car.
三个人，司机打开后备箱后，
Three people, the driver and two passengers opened the trunk.
另两个人从里面取出两件用牛皮纸包装的货物。
Two more items were taken out of the package.
方方正正的，很像是书。
Square and neat, it looks like a book.
两位侦查员立即警觉起来。
The two detectives immediately became alert.
为什么不在书店门前卸货？
Why not unload the goods in front of the bookstore?
自然是怕暴露目标。
Of course, it's natural to be afraid of revealing the target.
既然怕暴露。
Since you're afraid of being exposed.
就是说一定是个重要人物。
That means he must be an important person.
会是谁呢？
Who is it?
出租车开车以后。
Taxi driving.
医学院门前的空旷地带
The spacious area in front of the medical school
只有两个男人和两件货物
Only two men and two goods
两个男人嘀咕了一下
Two men were whispering
把货物留在原地向东南
Move the goods to the southeast
两个方向分开
Two directions are separated
丽云书店在东面30多米外，向东去的男人进了书店，向西去的那家伙。
The man who was going east about 30 meters away from the Lyon bookstore entered the bookstore, and the man who was going west went in.
却在20米外的一棵树后藏起来。
It was hidden behind a tree about 20 meters away.
显然是在监视货物。
Obviously, they are monitoring the goods.
一看就知道躲在树后的家伙是个老手，看着货。
It's obvious that the guy hiding in the tree is an experienced one watching the goods.
但也许更重要的是在
But perhaps more importantly,
在监视交货的过程。
During the monitoring of the delivery process.
看来他不要出面，这样如果有什么不测。
It seems he doesn't want to get involved, so if there are any problems,
便可迅速弃货逃离。
This allows you to quickly abandon the goods and escape.
可他这点伎俩早就被刘永忠他们识破了。
But these tricks have already been recognized by Liu Yangzhong and his team.
往书店去的人叫借柜。
Bulk borrowers.
他在之前已经给书店送了20套金瓶梅了。
He had already delivered 20 sets of Jinping Mei to the bookstore.
今天这个买卖是事前联系好的。
Today's transaction was prearranged.
只是拿钱交货，轻松的。
Just take the money and run. Very.
没想到书店那个女人一见面。
I didn't expect the woman I met at the bookstore too.
又问你究竟介绍了几家来送货
？I just want to know how many delivery companies you've introduced.
别给咱们惹麻烦，借柜莫名其妙。
Don't cause trouble for us. Just leave it alone.
随即说一家啊。
Then they said a family.
我这不是来送货了吗
？This is just to deliver the goods, right?
那门口车里的那位款爷是怎么回事？
What's going on with the gentleman in that car outside?
他们也说是来送货的。
They also said they were here to deliver.
你们争买卖。
You are bargaining.
可别争到我这儿来。
Don't come here to argue.
我们店小。
Our shop is small.
谁也得罪不起。
Nobody can offend.
你们商量好了再说。
You guys discuss it and then tell me.
借柜一听急了。
I'm borrowing your phone, please.
这地盘是他的。
This land is his.
怎能让人插一杠子
？How to insert a lever?
于是气鼓鼓的。
Then, with a flushed face and angry expression,
便向刘永忠的车走来。
You rushed towards Liu Yangzhong's car.
刘永忠料到他会自投罗网，下车迎了上去。
Liu Yangzhong anticipated that he would be caught in a trap and drove up to meet him.
据说，是说书的事吧
？It seems like it's about storytelling.
咱们上车商量。可借柜上车后便傻了眼。
We were about to get on the bus to discuss the loan, but we were all dumbfounded when we got on.
刘永忠说
Liu Yangzhong said,
我们是公安局的。
We are from the Public Security Bureau.
你到书店干什么来了？
What are you doing here at the bookstore?
介贵慌了。
I'm in a panic.
说我没事。
Tell me that I'm okay.
刘永忠指了指搁在医院大门前的两件货物。
Liu Yangzhong pointed to the two items of goods in front of the hospital door.
问
Question.
真的没事吗？
Is it really okay?
那你刚从出租车上卸下的东西是什么？
What did you just take out of the taxi?
介贵慌里慌张地说
In a panic, he stammered out.
我不知道啊。
I don't know.
真的。
Really?
我真不知道。
I really don't know.
那不是我的。
It's not mine.
我是一个人出来的。
I am an only child.
刘永忠警告他说。
Liu Yangzhong warned that.
你放老实点儿。
Tell me the truth.
我们把车开过去。
We drove the car there.
要你的同伙上车。
Get your companions to get in the car.
你不许出声。
You are not allowed to speak.
躲在溪头树后的就是张纪中。
Hiding behind the tree at the creek was Zhang Jichun.
他离两件货足有二十米。
He was 20 meters away from the two goods.
一点也不敢分心。
I'm not allowed to be distracted.
因为那些书值六七千块。
Because those books cost 6,000 or 7,000 yuan.
他完全不知道书店门前发生的一幕。
He was completely unaware of the scene that unfolded outside the bookstore.
借柜没立刻出来也不奇怪。
It's not strange that the borrower didn't come out immediately.
谁让他们做的是非法买卖呢？
Who made them do illegal trading?
他甚至没察觉到有车辆在他身后停下。
He didn't even notice that a car had stopped behind him.
有两位警官正向他走来。
Two police officers were walking towards him.
当他的双手被协助并被迅速塞进轿车时
When his hands were assisted and quickly put into the car,
他才突然嚷嚷起来说
He suddenly started to rant.
你们干什么？干什么？
What are you doing?
刘永忠拿出手铐说干什么？
Liu Yangzhong took out a handcuff.And asked, what are you doing?
你自己清楚。
You know.
我们是桥西公安分局的。张继荣。
I am Zhang Jiro from the Kaoyang Public Security Bureau.
看到轿车内的借柜。
Seeing the loan booth inside the car.
直到大祸临头。
Until the game is about to be over.
他们把两件货装上车驶回分局拆开一看。
They loaded the two items onto the car and drove back to the station. Upon opening, they found.
果然是倒印的《金瓶梅》。
Indeed, it's a forgery of the Golden Bottle.
共计12套72册。
A total of 12 sets, each containing 72 books.
布纹面镜装，定价665元。
The price of the upholstered fabric is 665 yuan.
警官们
Officers
一方面准备将书送省新闻出版局鉴定
On the one hand, we are preparing to send the book to the Provincial News and Publication Bureau for review.
一方面对张纪中和介贵做初步审讯
First, interrogate Zhang Jiasheng and borrow Gu for a preliminary investigation.
介贵胆小，又不是盗印的主犯。
The borrower, who was not the main perpetrator of forgery, was also timid.
所以招得挺利索。
So, the recruitment process went smoothly.
他承认书是从张继贵那儿来的。
He admitted that the book came from Zhang Jigui.
他负责和书店联系卖书。
He is responsible for contacting bookstores to sell books.
不过
However,
书的存放地点和数量
The location and quantity of the books
却说
However,
不知道。张纪中老奸巨猾。
I don't know if Zhang Jichun is cunning and sly.
说书是借钱从外面买的。
Storytelling is a way to borrow money from outside.
他也只是个二道贩子。
He was just a small-time dealer.
至于数量，也只承认只有八件。
As for the number, I only admit that there are eight.
其他六件卖给谁，记不清了。
I don't remember who bought the other six.
此外
，In addition,
张纪中一字不再出口。
Ang Jichun no longer speaks.
四月二十三日下午
，In the afternoon of April 23rd,
警方在张纪中家的地下室里发现了用作母本的香港太平书局出版的《金瓶梅》词话和138套该书的倒印本。
Police discovered a set of golden bottle calligraphy and painting published by Hong Kong Taping Book, along with 138 copies of the reversed edition of the book, which were used as the original in the basement of Shane Jixon's house.
此外
In addition,
还有23件原版软片。
There are 23 original film negatives.
石家庄市公安局在接到桥西分局报告后
After receiving a report from the Kaohsiung Branch Bureau of Shijiazhuang City Public Security Bureau
感到案情重大
Feeling that the case is serious
立即指示此案在全国实属罕见
This case is truly rare in the entire country
性质恶劣
That
危害严重
Serious harm
要查根挖源
to find the root cause,
一追到底
chase until the end.
与此同时
at the same time,
桥西分局成立了以刘永忠为首的专案组
the Kaohsiung Police Station established a special investigation team led by Liu Yongzhong,
抽调精兵强将
recruit elite soldiers and generals,
加大对张纪中的审讯攻势
Intensify the interrogation of Zhang Jai
从4月22日到5月6日
From April 22nd to May 6th
张纪中死也不承认书是他盗印的
Zhang Jichun never admitted that he was the one who stole and copied
至于和他联络的具体人
As for the specific person to contact
他一概说不知道
He said nothing
六日下午
6 o'clock in the afternoon
此案取得重大线索
This case has yielded significant leads
省新闻出版局告知山东省新闻出版局来电
The Provincial Department of Publicity of Culture and Information News Publishing Bureau informed the Shandong Province News Publishing Bureau by phone
他们查获了一批以香港太平书局版为母本的非法出版物《金瓶梅》词话，书源在石家庄，发书人是石家庄人。
They seized a batch of illegal publications, including copies of Golden Bottle and Jade Wine, which were based on the Hong Kong edition. The source of the books Golden Bottle and Jade Wine was from a publisher in Shijiazhuang, and the publisher was also from Shijiazhuang.
名叫张云云
Name is Jane Unia.
张云云很快被控制。
Jane Unia was quickly controlled.
据他交代
According to him,
其联系销售的金瓶梅词画全部从张纪中处购买。
All the porcelain paintings sold by Zhang Jichun were purchased from him.
总数达132套。
A total of 132 sets.
此时
At this time,
刘永忠他们还掌握了另一起在山东非法销售此书的案情，数量在几百套。
Liu Yongzhong and others also have information about another case in Shandong involving the illegal sale of this book with an estimated number of hundreds of sets.
5月7日
May 7th,
桥西公安分局副局长王云才亲自上阵。
The deputy director of the Kaohsiung Public Security Bureau, Wang Yunkai, personally took charge.
在收审站经过七个小时的连续作战
After 7 hours of continuous fighting at the checkpoint,
终于迫使张纪中缴械投降
finally forced Zhang Jichun to surrender.
至此
，So far，
张纪中非法制版、印刷、销售《金瓶梅》词话的全部犯罪过程水落石出。
The entire criminal process of Zhang Jichun illegally printing and selling the porcelain paintings of Jin Ping Mei has been fully exposed.
1992年4月
，April 1992，
张纪中找到了一个搞非法出版物的朋友，叫杜忠民。
Zhang Jichun found a friend who was involved in illegal publishing named Du Shangmin.
杜是河北省印刷三厂的晒版工。
Du was a printing worker at the printing factory in Hebei province.
他花了两个月。
He spent 2 months.
将《金瓶梅》词话
Paint the Golden Bottle.
一书制成供印刷用的软片。
A book was made for printing.
根据谈妥的条件
Under very favorable conditions.
他将获利30万元。
He will profit 300,000 yuan.
由杜忠民介绍
Introduced by Du Shangmin.
张纪中结识了灵寿县劳动局安全股股长孟喜春。
Zhang Jichun met with Meng Zichun, the director of the safety division of the Labor Bureau in Lingxiu County.
他在该县西屯乡孟家屯村搞了一个地下印刷厂，自任厂长。
He established a clandestine printing factory in Mengjia Village, West Tuen Township, this county, and he himself served as the manager.
1992年10月。
October 1992,
3000套倒印的《金瓶梅》词话
3,000 sets of gold-painted Jinmei porcelain paintings.
在该厂印刷完毕后
After the printing is finished at this factory,
张纪中自己一个人租车将全部纸样运往石家庄郊区的塔坛村。
Zhang Jichun rented a car himself and transported all the paper samples to Tartan Village in the suburbs of Shijiazhuang.
在这之前
Before that,
张纪中已租好民房
Zhang Jichun has already rented a house.
请好装订师傅
Please tailor maker.
并在别处制作了书套
And they made book covers in the villa.
于是
Therefore,
精心策划非法印刷出版的3000套《金瓶梅》词话，从年初开始向社会上秘密发行。张纪中独自操作
，carefully planned and secretly distributed 3,000 sets of Jin Ping Mei, a classic Chinese novel with illustrations, which were illegally printed and published, began to be secretly distributed to the public from the beginning of the year. Zhang Jichun was the sole operator.
这一犯罪的交易，自以为万无一失。
This transaction of crime was thought to be foolproof.
没想到这么快就落入了法网。
I didn't expect to fall into the trap so quickly.
5月7日下午
5 o'clock in the afternoon on May 7th.
专案组依法对张纪中设在塔坛村的装订厂和仓库进行突击搜查。
The project team conducted a surprise search of Zhang Jichun's printing factory and warehouse located in Tartan Village following due legal procedures.
缴获1566套
Seized 1,566 sets.
共9,396册《金瓶梅》词话。
A total of 9,396 sets of golden bottle porcelain paintings.
当晚12时
At midnight,
桥西分局直扑灵寿县孟家屯村，起获了已装订成册的14000余套非法出版物，以及《金瓶梅》词话的全套软片。
The Kaohsiung branch of the Public Security Bureau cracked down on an illegal publication operation in Mengjiatun Village, Lingxiu County, seizing over 14,000 sets of illegally published books and a complete set of Jin Ping Mei porcelain paintings.
从罪犯家搜出的淫秽书刊几乎装了一卡车。
The obscene materials found in the criminal's home nearly filled a truck.
6月3日，
June 3rd,
河北省新闻出版局对张纪中等制作、销售非法出版的《金瓶梅》词话一案作出处理决定。
The Hebei Provincial Department of Press and Publication has made a decision on the case involving Zhang Jichen et al. For producing and selling illegal copies of Golden Bottle Plum Blossom porcelain paintings.
其中，除没收罪犯所有非法所得外，
In addition to confiscating the illegal proceeds obtained by criminals.
罚张纪中 386.7 万元，罚杜忠民60万元。
Fine Zhang Jichen 386,700 yuan and deduct Du Zhangmin's salary by 60,000 yuan。
罚张云云17.56万元。
Kang Yunian was fined 17,056 yuan。
罚介贵4.26万元。
Fined 42,600 yuan.